Swedish House Mafia and Great Hound on Radio 1. So, Dave.
Hello.
You are now blindfolded.
I am. I can't see anything.
And you have to guess who our mystery guest is.
Is the mystery guest?
Hang on a second.
That's the What Did You What music?
Yeah. Because it's longer.
Okay.
Okay, so mystery guest is only going to answer yes or no to your question. So it has to be a question that mystery guest, they either say yes or no.
Mystery guest, good morning. Are you a man?
Yes.
Are you a man from the world of music?
No.
Are you a man from the world of television? Are you? I'll clarify that.
You can
that.
Say sometimes.
Are you a TV presenter?
No.
No.
Are you somebody who might appear as a guest on television?
Yes.
That's a great voice, by the way. The first one I thought, oh, that's obvious. Yeah. And then the last one.
Would you be a guest with other guests on a TV programme?
Yes.
Maybe three other guests on a regular basis?
No.
I don't know. Yeah,
would you describe yourself as a judge?
No.
Okay.
Did you think it was Louis?
Yeah.
Right. Brilliant.
So it's not Louis Walsh?
No. Very different to Louis Walsh. Well, there are some similarities, but I don't know.
Okay. So it's not a singing show that you appear on?
No.
But you feature as a regular guest on something?
Well, kind of.
Are you famous
infrequent.
Are you famous for something else before television?
Yes.
Would that other thing be sport?
Yes.
Okay, so
do you have any idea?
I have one idea.
Okay. Maybe. By the way, can I just say to the people playing along at home, it's not Paul Daniels. Okay, it's not.
Did you used to be a footballer?
Yes.
Have I been out drinking with you recently?
No.
Ooh.
Okay. So it's not Dion Dublin.
Dion Dublin?
Yeah.
You're not Dion Dublin, are you?
No.
Do you know who Dion Dublin is?
Yes.
Right. You are aware of Dion Dublin, but it's not Dion Dublin.
Have I done, at one time, a radio show with this person?
Yes.
Was this person also recently the subject of media headlines because they believed them to possibly be on the loose in Essex?
Yes.
Would you be advised to wear sunglasses when meeting this person in case he smiles?
Yes.
I think that today's mystery guest is the wonderful Mr. Robbie Savage.
Yes.
Yeah.
There he is.
Yes.
Not Louis Walsh, though.
The first time you said yes, he just sounded like Robbie Savage. Yeah. Morning, Robbie.
Good morning, Christopher. How are you?
Oh, I am
looking
good.
Looking very well, mate.
Thank you, brother.
Very well.
Thank you. And you are, too.
Thank you.
And thank you for your kind text the other week. I don't know if I replied. I did read it, and I don't know if I sent you a message back. In light of recent events, Robbie offered to lend me one of his cars.
Ah.
Which was very nice of you.
Yes, and I meant it as well.
Well, God love you. Thank you. No, I don't know if I replied, but I did.
You did.
I did. Okay, that's all right. That's good. Robbie Savage, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Former semi-professional footballer. And now, all around, you know, all these people who used to hate Robbie Savage are slowly, one by one, going, he's all right, isn't he? He knows this, especially with the football, with the 606 stuff.
606 is brilliant.
Well, I just did it with Johnny Vaughan the last two shows.
Christ, how the hell was that? Oh. Oh, my God. I heard the first week. It's amazing you even got a chance to say anything.
Well, he's very, very, you know, he's on it all the time.
That's what I've heard. He's so eager to get there, on the football, get the knowledge out and all of that, so...
He's so clever.
Yeah, really?
So, so clever. He brought this thing called Dedicated Shandy Drivers, which obviously the people in the back, you know, tweeting or texting about how good the driver is driving to the game. So yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah. Well, there he is now. There, I'm looking for some work. So yeah, he's the, and is he on again? Is he?
No, that's it now.
Yeah,
that's
there you go. Yeah, you're telling me. That was it a long time ago. No, only joking, Johnny. I wish you nothing but happiness and success. But you
should do with me.
But I was well. I don't know. I don't know enough about football. I wouldn't be able to blag it.
You could present it though.
Well, yeah, and then they go, "What do you think, Chris?" I have no idea what you're talking about. Well,
you've got an opinion like everybody else. Some of the people who phone him with an opinion. Did you hear Omar?
Well, I heard it because I was listening. So Omar was on. We should try and get the audio of it.
This weekend just gone.
No, two weeks ago he was on, and he's having a go at Robbie, and he's going, "I'm going to report you. I'm going to report you." And Robbie's like, "You're on Dancing on Ice, and you know nothing." And he's like, "Well, hang on. First of all, it was Strictly Come Dancing, and secondly, are you going to report me to?" So they got Omar into the studio.
Yeah.
And what would have, in my head, what was then going to be a bit of banter and a bit of, "Oh yeah, I was a bit wound up."
But you all hug at the end.
Yeah. It became some kind of awful court case. Yeah,
it was weird.
And I'm driving down from Leeds in with my mate Tim in the car. It was very uncomfortable.
So he didn't drop his opinion?
No, basically it was about Liverpool, because I said in the first game of the season, Skirtle and Agger
didn't play very well. I heard him the first time.
And he was hammering me, said I talked through my bottom.
Yeah.
But this. And then he come in, sat across from me like I'm doing from Chris. Yeah. And he wouldn't back down. And he was saying, "You're a terrible pundit." And he hammered me again. But the funny thing is, when he was leaving, he went, "Can I have your autograph, Robbie, please?"
How many? You put that clip on YouTube? Or somebody...
60,000 downloads of one clip.
Wow.
It beat the seven pairs of trainers. Remember that one?
Yeah.
It beat that one.
Love it. You're great on it though, Robbie. You really are.
Thank you. Then
you do the, what's the feature where you get the quick fire callers?
Yeah, six times six callers.
Yeah, which Johnny had obviously never heard before in his life. And So what do we do? Great. And Robbie's like that. Yeah, shut up. Line one, whatever. And still, the beauty of that feature is, has there ever been a week where every caller's been there and spoken? Because every single time I've listened. So what is it? It's name...
So, name, team, point, and go.
And they've got 6 seconds.
Yeah. Say,
so he goes, name, team, point, go. John leads... and then they're gone! They're gone! Yeah. They panic and they go... Martin Huddersfield... time's up! It's great.
Oh, they just speak so quickly and they get over within 2 seconds.
Yeah. I've never panicked in my life. Okay, thank you. No, it's great. Do you enjoy doing that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I do enjoy it. I really do.
You have, Robbie Savage, if I may be so bold, you obviously played professional football for a long time at a very high level. You think something funny's
just
coming in.
It's just the way you're looking at me.
So then Robbie retires and he decides to do Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah.
Now, Robbie is used to a world of football and everything that goes with that world of football. So he goes into Strictly with the same winning mentality as a football match.
Mm-hmm.
And the first week, you were... What did Craig Rutherford score you?
Two.
And he scored Lulu that week. Right, one or two.
It was Nancy.
Nancy.
Or was it Edwina?
One of them, but I know that Robbie was gutted. He goes, I got a two. He gave so-and-so two, and they fell over, right? He was absolutely gutted.
I phoned you, didn't I?
Well, I was there, remember?
Oh,
I was there.
Yeah.
And then he was on Twitter till 4 o'clock in the morning, having a breakdown. I've let everyone down. I've let my family down. I've let you guys down. I've just let everyone down. What an idiot. Why did I agree to do it? I'm an idiot. What am I doing? And we're all texting going, dude, you gotta chill out.
Because I woke up the Sunday morning and I'd seen all the tweets you put, and I'm reading this, and I thought, we're really worried about you. So I'm like lying there texting you.
I played it well, didn't I?
Oh yeah, did you? Yeah. Your acting was amazing.
Got me to week 10.
So anyway, so from that, right, and at that point you're thinking, this is not for me. I'm out of my depth here. I've no business doing any of this bull. And then a year later, you are recognised pundit, you're on ESPN, you're on Sky, you're on the BBC. Did you do Sky?
No, not Sky. No,
oh, you
no.
Did, but Beeb.
Yeah, the Beeb, right? Yeah.
BBC, you're doing Five Live. Now you're seemingly just BBC doing all of that. And the amount of people who are like, tell you what, he knows his stuff, Robbie Savage, doesn't he? He knows his stuff. I hate him on the pitch as a player.
Well, yesterday I put on Twitter, let's not go about Twitter, I've just put on this morning, who's going to miss Chris Smalls, and some of the tweets have been hilarious. it's been hilarious. Michael Vaughan tweeted in, yeah, we're going to miss him.
Oh.
So many people, there's some haters on there.
Is there?
Oh, you'd be surprised to know.
Oh, really?
And I was getting it then for mentioning you.
Oh, yeah.
We both get it.
If Robbie or I tweet each other, we will literally get abuse back, the pair of us. You know, I could literally send Robbie a tweet saying, well done on doing that thing for charity. It's a really good thing you did. And he would say, and thanks for the support. Somebody would then go, you two are morons. Who do you think you are?
It's frightening.
And that's what would happen.
Because they have their idea what they want to say before put anything on there.
But no, what I wanted to say was, in all seriousness, you know, there aren't many pundits out there. It seems like there are loads, but there aren't really. The ex-professionals, and especially ex of the last kind of few years. So up until Neville went to Sky, it was Jamie Redknapp was really the last player to become a pundit, and obviously that's great because he's got a modern day view of the game. And then you've come along, and I think honestly all credit to you, because you didn't do that. You've not done the TV thing, and now you look like you've done it forever.
It's difficult, isn't it? You know, when you've got the earpiece and you've got the talk back and you've got to get used to that.
See, I can't do that.
Can't you do that?
No, I have to have it on a switch so that people only switch it on when they want.
So not open talk back?
No, can't have it on open.
I've just tried open talk back. Yeah. It's difficult. People don't understand, do they?
No. It's like two or three people having a conversation in your right ear while you're talking to somebody else. Mm. And it drives me insane. So I just have literally someone go, wind up, Robbie, he's boring, like that.
So you just have what you need to know.
Yeah.
The important stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's difficult.
Get him off, for God's sake.
I tell you who's good on Twitter.
Don't mention ESPN again.
Gary Lineker on Twitter's very funny. Do you follow him?
No, but I often see
other people retweeting, don't they?
Did I tell you what I see of Gary Lineker's? Every time he has a spat with either
Piers Morgan.
Or basically, he has spats with idiots. And I see those retweeted constantly.
I put on yesterday, you know, did you watch the game yesterday, United and Southampton?
I did indeed.
First instance.
Was that a penalty?
I've gone straight away on Twitter. What is the referee doing? He's won the ball. Shocking refereeing. And then when I've seen the replay, I've gone, second thought, it was a penalty. I got absolutely hammered on Twitter again. It takes over my life, Twitter. I've got to stop it.
But the thing is as well, but that's very honest to go, not a penalty. Oh, I've seen it back. Do you know what it was?
Yeah.
That takes a lot of, not guts, but that's the right thing to do. Do you know what actually it was?
You know, and as well, you know when you do a predict, like a text, and it's not predictive, and you maybe get a few letters wrong, people then, you know, say, you can't even spell.
Well, of course you can't spell. You're a professional footballer. You know, no offence, but your IQ is probably lower than your average person's IQ.
I got 9 O-levels.
Yeah, but in the days when all you had to do was turn up.
But I don't know how much a pint of milk is.
Well, yeah, sure. But that's not down to intelligence. That's down to having someone do your shopping. How is Mrs. Savage?
She is very well, Christopher, yeah.
Yeah.
She's looking well. She's 40 soon.
Oh, what a fine-looking woman.
I've done well there.
Oh, my
God. To be fair, and she has, by the way.
What, with you? What?
Mate.
She's put up with a lot with you.
Seriously. She has done well.
My God. Robbie Savage. Imagine all her girl mates. Is your mate married to? They're all out on the girls' night out. And all the girls, change the subject. Change the subject. Why? It's Robbie Savage. That blonde gorilla.
I've got to say, that thing about Dave with the lion in Essex.
Oh, bless him.
You did. There was a lot of people who thought it might have been you wandering loose.
It was
with all the TOWIE cast.
I do look like a lion, I admit it.
Yeah. Tell you what, you need your roots doing badly.
I know.
You really do. You've got to get them done. I'm quite surprised you'd leave the house looking slightly unperfect.
And I need my teeth whitened again.
No, you don't.
No?
Oh, my God,
sure.
No.
Seriously?
No, they're fine. They're white enough.
I'm not being funny. Even Stevie Wonder can see how white your teeth are. God's sake. But you're happy? Everything good?
I'm going to miss you. I've got to say that.
Well, listen, bless you. Well, listen, you're rich. You can afford us to come round and just have this conversation round your breakfast table. Mm.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
We're just going to do that. We're just going to perform the show live for very rich people.
Yeah.
You know, when you come down for breakfast in the morning, we're in the kitchen.
You should take it on tour.
I'm looking into doing some kind of tour, but I'm spinning plates at the moment. I literally don't have 2 minutes.
You can have a lion.
Roar, like you.
Have a lion.
So have you come down specially, or were you down?
With my little boy. My little boy's in.
Oh, really?
He's we're going on the Wembley tour.
Oh. Was it his birthday yesterday or over the weekend?
No.
No. What did I see on Twitter? You there was a picture of your little boy, and you said that he was 9.
Yes.
Oh, he's just 9. Generally,
yeah, just
he
was 9. Just right. He's in the corner there. Right. See him on his iPad.
What's his name?
Charlie.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Charlie. I tell you what, he's definitely yours, isn't he?
You can tell, can't you?
Yeah.
He's such a good-looking young boy.
That's not what I meant. I meant he's got your hair.
He's got the
Charlie needs his chin. Charlie needs his roots doing as well. But that's the thing. How old is Charlie?
He's 9.
9. Is he married?
No.
He's not married, no. A girlfriend?
No. Talk about girls with Charlie.
Can he drive?
No.
Tell you what, you need to learn to drive, Charlie. You've seen your dad's cars. Woohoo!
Actually, somebody put on Twitter again yesterday, I'd hate to be... Imagine having Robbie Savage as your father. I said that, yeah, Charlie hates it when I drop off at school at the Lamborghini. That was it, mate. It was only bad and people hammering me.
But they take it so seriously.
Do they not realise it's tongue-in-cheek with everything we've put?
I know. Or somebody... Or how about this? When someone sends you a little dig, right, and then you have a little dig back, but in a joke, so someone goes, "Hey, Molesy, blah, 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 why are you so fat?" And you reply with... Because every time I'm off with your missus, she makes me a cake. They go mental. They go... And you kind of want to go, hang on. Number one, you started it. And number two, and they go, yeah, it was only a joke. And you go, yeah, but mine was only a joke. What? Like, I don't get it. Yeah, but that's personal, mate. Hang on, but that's personal about me. It's a joke. If you can't handle it, get off.
It's but one way in it on Twitter, one way.
Most people are nice.
Yeah, there's a lot of nice ones.
Well, when we first went on Twitter, it was brilliant. You could literally write, "Just going to bed now, everyone. Tuck me in, would you?" And they'd go, "Sleep well, Chris.
Night-night.
Love the show. Night-night. Hey, if I was there, I'd make you a little cup of cocoa and give you a little kiss on your head and play with your hair and say goodnight, read you a story." Honestly, that's what it used to be like. Now you go, "I might go to bed now. Say goodnight." They're like that. "Goodnight. Why don't you? Off you." And you're like, "Wow, all right." And by the way, there are no limits at all. There are no limits. You could literally go, I've just lost both my arms and legs and my head and my neck and shoulders in a terrible combine harvester accident. And somebody would reply with, "Always knew you were just a big ass." And you'd be like, what? I just, what? It's funny. Ask Robbie about... Mickey Manchester said, "Ask Robbie about his reply when Omar asked about his portfolio." I can't remember what that was. Can you say that or not?
It's tongue-in-cheek again. Right. It's tongue-in-cheek again. Listen, I'm not this way inclined at all. He's gone, what have you ever won? What's in your portfolio? Well, I said, 9 houses, 3 podcasts. It's tongue-in-cheek. And then people on Twitter... You know, there's a recession out there. Mm. There's a recession. How can you talk about money in this day and age? It's tongue-in-cheek. Mm. Calm down.
Have you worked out your percentage drop of income from what you were earning on an average week to what you earn now? Because you do, like, everything you do now, obviously you get paid, and quite rightly so, but you work for the BBC. I work for the BBC. I don't know what you get, but I can imagine... it's considerably less by a huge percentage. But you do it for the crack. You do it because you want to do
it. I do it because I love it. I love doing the talking about football. Yeah. It's brilliant. But for instance, I'm going to Real Madrid Man City for 5 Live.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
So I've got the commentary. Mm.
Is that?
It's in Real.
Real Madrid, okay.
So how much would you think you would get for a commentary?
Oh,
what about of just
what money wise, or what an actual amount? Would they pay you to do it?
Yeah. I won't say exact amount because I don't think I'm allowed to, but to give people a think. So
oh, well, I would have a clue. I'd have a rough ballpark. Well,
get people to text in what they think.
I'd say that.
You are that much off.
What, I'm a little bit lower. Oh, really?
50, okay. Add £50 to that.
What's it really?
Yeah.
So you'd make more money busking. you'd make more money in a beauty contest. And I mean, you would.
Would
I? You know? Yeah. Just.
But that means you do it for the love of it. You do
yeah,
it,
yeah, of course.
You do it for the love. And yeah. What a chance to go. I'm going to watch Real Madrid.
What an evening.
Man City. You know, and talk about football.
But you'd pay to go. You'd pay good money to go and see that.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, good for you. And I think Robbie sounds great on... I do. I really like listening to it. It's great. And it's this as well. It's always this. I've never seen you do the show. But in my head, you sit back. And they'll go... And I just want to say, Robbie Savage was wrong about that penalty incident. But the thing is, you know, and you'll just hear this. Hang on.
You must have seen it.
Yeah. It's like you're making yourself a coffee in the corner and you just hear, hang on, oh, and it's always this. My turn. Right. Number one. Right. And you're never ready to make your point. You're always a little bit second too quick. Right. No, Dave. No. Listen. Number one. Right. Let me think of it. Then I'll say it. Right. No.
Dave's done it once, haven't he?
Yeah.
Dave was very good.
Very good.
Thank you.
When is Dave going back on 606?
No. Well, I'm sure, because there's been those gaps, I'm sure.
How many hosts of that show?
Why don't we do one as a three?
Dave wouldn't have that.
They would.
Dave would be embarrassed.
No, I wouldn't.
If I was on a football show with you?
Yeah.
What? You'd be embarrassed.
No, Johnny Vaughan supports A Team. I can't say who, but
he supports the A Team. You know, be it Caracas, Hannibal.
We should do it. A one-off special.
I don't. Do you know what?
Future.
Do you know what?
When you've got nothing to do.
If the money's anywhere near that, you can forget it, pal. Not a chance. Huh? No, maybe we should. I would do a show with you.
Oh, why not? Yeah. We should. Listen, we'd have a decent show.
Can you imagine? Savage says, no. Oh, yeah. Whoa. We used to have that clip, didn't we? That's probably gone. Yeah, you should be on that more, Dave. How many hosts of 606 are there?
There's regularly, there's Chappers and there's Fletch.
Chappers and Fletch. Fletch are very, very good.
Right.
Alan Green.
Everyone loves Alan Green. Is he, by the way, a Liverpool fan?
Couldn't possibly comment.
And I don't know if... I'm not sure, is he? I think he is, but it's very hard to tell. And then who else?
They have Jason Robertson, Stephen Reeves been doing a few.
Right.
On a Sunday.
Right.
But yeah, there's room.
Dave should be on more, I think.
Dave knows his football, obviously.
Who should we get rid off that list? Jason Robert. Get rid of Jason.
No,
Jason's good.
Jason's good.
Yeah, but you're better. Let's get rid of him.
Keep going.
It's either him or Fletch.
No, not Fletch. No, definitely Fletch, not Fletch.
No, brilliant. Fletch stays.
Yeah.
Chappers.
Definitely not Chappers. Yeah.
Why do we get rid of Chappers? And why don't you replace Chappers? Does Spoonie still do it?
No.
No, Spoonie. Right, because
anyway, you could have replaced him.
Spoonie was very good.
But you're better, Dave. You know, you've got to put your foot down.
Listen, I enjoyed it when I had a chance, and if it ever comes up again, then great.
Right. Very nice. Or maybe you could do... What's on after 606?
Oh, it's...
Pienaar, isn't
Chris
it?
Chris Warburton.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Well, the bread man. Is it really? What's that about? It's the bread hour.
Toasty this week is the bread is very fresh, and it stays in the packet. It's the packet actually keeps it fresh. Right, we'll take a caller. Line three, hello.
What goes into brown bread?
That's a very good question.
yeah, get rid of that show, and then put you two on 606 Extra.
Yeah.
Where you then discuss the show you've just heard.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
That was that
with interviews and stuff.
I'll make that. We'll use five live studios.
Fine.
Five live equipment, five live text and email, but my company will make it. So perfect.
So you're not going to do radio at all now?
Eh?
You're not doing radio at all?
Robbie, some people have said I've not really done radio for the last few years. Well, I'm going on tour. I'm doing Jesus Christ Superstar. That, yeah. Then we've got an album coming out. I've got an album coming out. And then I might do a little tour. I'm just trying to work it out this week. And then it's Christmas.
You've been going to the gym a lot, haven't you?
Do you know, I haven't been for about a week and a half. I'm starting to get a little bit jittery. I need to crack on with it. I think I'll lose weight during the tour.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because I don't think I'll be boozing it up every night because I've got to watch my voice, and so I'll be getting up every day, and I won't really have much to do, so I'll go to the gym every day. As long as they let me smoke on the treadmills, I'll be all right. Some hotels are really funny about that.
Yeah, they don't even give you an ashtray, do they?
No, you get them built in. You get two massive ashtrays either side.
No, they're cup holders.
Are they?
Yeah, they're not ashtrays.
Right.
Yeah.
God, I always get that wrong.
You use one to put all your sweeties in and the other one is an ashtray.
Put M&M's in one and the ashtray's another. So what's coming up with your life then, Robin?
Well, I'm going to Wembley now. I'm filming for a TV show which is coming back, which is a very famous TV show. I'm not sure I'm allowed to say it.
Oh.
It's a surprise.
are you doing X Factor?
Surprise! It's a surprise! Surprise!
You doing X Factor? Are you a judge on X Factor?
No.
Wow, wouldn't that be brilliant?
So it's a surprise, surprise!
Robbie and the boys! Number one, you're out of tune. Number two, you were rubbish. And number three, you're out of tune. That's you said that already.
Whatever.
Shut up. Right. Do you have a Maserati? No, I do. There you go. Thanks, Robbie. And then back home with the lad.
So then the Wembley tour, back home with the boy. And then tomorrow I'm playing.
Are you driving? No, you're on the train.
No, on the train.
Oh, let's go on the lash with the boy. Does he drink? How old is he? Nine?
He's nine, yeah.
Yeah, so he drinks now, doesn't he?
He's nine.
Yeah. What does he drink? What does Charlie drink?
He drinks, he asked for a cup of water. Mum's trained him very well.
Oh, I like that.
Tomorrow I'm playing a cricket match with Michael Vaughan.
Are you?
I think it's the Ashes 05 team.
Right.
Against some other cricketers. Don't know who. But is it Sheffield? And me, yeah. And
my God, yeah. Are you that desperate to get out of the house that you will go and do some cricket matches? You don't know who's taking part?
That's what you're going to have a problem with, I'm telling you.
What?
In the house all day. If you don't...
Yeah, you'll be playing cricket soon.
Yeah, that'd be me. I'll be on the phone. Vaughnie? Yeah. Can we play cricket? Yeah. Thanks, see you there.
It's like that. You're my wife, I'm sitting on the sofa watching TV. My wife, what do you want for lunch? Anything. Well, what do you mean, anything? We have an argument about lunch. You have an argument about anything?
No, she's not arguing with you because it's lunch. She's arguing with you because she's fed up with you.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
You know, she loved it when you're out of the house.
Yeah, she did, didn't she?
She likes it when you go away.
Yeah, she does.
You know?
What do you do when I'm away?
But no, she's lovely. You know, you're a very lucky boy. I mean, really lucky. Especially when you look at those dreadful tackles you did. You're very lucky, you know. And as you said to yourself, you know, as a less than average footballer, you've done very well for yourself.
Less than average, that's a very, very fair point, isn't it?
No. See, how old are you now?
I'm 37.
See, you could still be playing.
Still could be.
You really could be.
You're still half tempted, aren't you?
You really are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you'll never... It'd be like you know, a year after this show, you'll miss it.
Mm.
You will. Yeah,
but maybe so, but I don't think I'll give it up completely. I'm lucky with this. Like, I probably won't do any radio for the rest of the year. And then I don't know what I'm doing.
It's exciting for you.
Yeah, really exciting.
Yeah.
It's just to do something new. And I haven't had time to work out what I'm going to do next, whether it's here or anything else. I've got the rest of the year pretty much worked out. But I'm lucky. I could kind of.
You can do.
I can
again,
be back here in January next year doing something.
Yeah. I played five-a-side with my mates for the first time since I finished playing, where I live, and we got beat 11-2. And then I didn't play the next week, and they won 12-3.
Oh, really?
Mm. Yeah. So I was a huge influence. But it's one of those things. You know, when you play with like people who can't trap a bag of cement. I fitted in quite nicely.
Was this at Elland Road? Is that what you're saying?
It was just in a local little AstroTurf. And you don't want to like...
All right, well, let's be serious, because we've got to wrap this up and do the news. What would it take if there was a manager listening now or a club owner? And I'm being deadly serious.
Yeah.
You miss it. You love playing, you love the banter, you like the whole thing about football.
The banter's great, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it isn't, you know, and there's way more to it than even we know. It's the whole, just the camaraderie and all of that, and, you know, the training, and it's like being at, you know, some kind of summer camp thing. It's a fun job. Mm.
Yeah.
If somebody was serious now and they picked the phone and went, Robbie, we're serious.
Yeah.
What would it take for you to go back?
About 40 grand a week.
Because there's a recession on.
Yeah, let's be honest. I'm not going to go and play League 2 for 100 quid a week. What's the point?
But if the right club said, look, come and be super sub.
No. Listen, as you're going to do new...
So you say no. I think you would.
I love what I'm doing now. I do love what I'm
doing. If Neil Warnock phoned you today...
Could you imagine that? Me, Duff and Warnock. And
what a happy family that'll be. Yeah.
That'd be top of the Fair Play League, wouldn't it?
Sign Craig Bellamy, he's buzzing.
He scored for us this weekend.
Yeah, I know.
Dave, I always told you he was a class actor.
Yeah, you always been a big fan of his.
After the manager called him a sewer rat as well.
I yeah, but him. It's banter. It's football banter.
Correct.
What would he do if Warnock rang you up and went, Robbie? Hey, lad, what thou thinks about coming here, right? What would you do?
If Leeds said, yeah, of course I would play for Leeds. Of course I would.
Wow. All right.
I'd probably still get in there too.
I'm talking about Leeds ladies, by the way. That's what I'm talking about. There's a great ladies team at Leeds. Wow. Look at this. Robbie should, do you know what? That'd be a great TV show, wouldn't it? Just as a one-off. Robbie just turns up and plays Sunday morning pub football, right? It's a super sub. So you just film this team, whatever, it's normal. And they make a sub, and then Robbie comes on. Just see the look of the player's face and go, whoa, I'm having a second. Oh, yeah, it works for us behind the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, could you imagine I'd be smashed left, right, and centre?
Yeah, you would.
Mm.
You'd love it, though.
Yeah.
You'd love it. Yeah. It's like when my cousin Dominic was playing for Selby Town, and for some kind of like anniversary, they write to the clubs and go, we'd like to come and have a friendly game with us. And Man United went, all right, we'll come up. Like 100 years of Selby Town or whatever. And so our Doz is a Man U fan, so he's all excited. He's thinking, oh, this will be good. And what if I've heard of any of the players that get off the bus? And they all come off the bus one by one. Scholesy, Giggsy, Beckham, Ferguson. He's like, oh, this is brilliant.
Mm.
Dominic scored. Mm. Scored a goal. Brilliant. Loved it. And they got beat like 7-1.
Doesn't matter though, but what a thing to remember. He scored against them.
Yeah. And as the final whistle goes like that, he's just buzzing. So he says to a younger David Beckham, Bex, can I have a shirt? And then Bex goes, I'm not allowed, mate. He goes, what? He says, we're not allowed. We're not allowed to do it. I'm really sorry.
I've been there.
And Dodds goes, fair enough. Do you want mine?
I've been there when I played for Birmingham. I asked Bex on the pitch. I'm not one of these, you know, these players, if you lose, go and get the shirt. Yeah. I thought, Bex, play with him, grew up with him. Bex, can I have your shirt? He's gone, yeah. We were losing 2-0 at the time. Game over. I thought, maybe he's last for his shirt.
Yeah.
He's gone, yeah. Go and ask the kit man. Because we're not allowed to give him away. So it's true.
Really?
Yeah. So I've asked the kit man. He said, go and ask Fergie. So I've knocked on Fergie's door and I've gone, oh... And he's opened the door, and I thought, this is Sax Ferguson.
Mm.
I said, he went, hello, Robert. He called me Robert. And I said, oh.
Hello, Robert.
Yeah, hello, Robert.
Hello, Robert.
I said, oh, David and the kit man said I can have a shirt. Is that okay? He went, no, and shut the door. He went, no, and shut the door. I went bright. Like that. So I moved next door to him then.
I bet you did.
I did. I lived next door to Fergie.
Yeah.
Let my dogs out 6 o'clock every morning to bath. Brilliant.
Oh, man. Well, listen, we got to go. We're so late for the news. We haven't played a song for about 45 minutes. I'm going to get fired at this rate. Thanks for coming in, Robbie.
Thank you.
Love to the family. Love to Charlie. Have a wonderful day today.
And it's Charlie, you will be missed.
Well, thank you. You're right.
All of you have been fantastic.
Thank you very much.
And by the way, Robbie, you're goddamn right we'll be missed.
Yeah,
this place is going to crumble. I'm telling you. You watch. This place will crumble.
That radio in my Aston Martin will never be the same again.
Bless you. He's got state-of-the-art radios on his cars. He got pickup 5 live. Is that that? Medium wave? What's medium wave? What's that? We'll have a good day today and we'll have a jar.
Thanks so much, Rob.
Tell you what, have you got to sort that night out with you, me, Dion, Robbie?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
St. John's Ambulance. That'd be brilliant. Oh, man. All right, what do you want to do? Do you want to play a little trail or something? All right, so we'll play a little trail for Charlie Sloth's show, and then we'll come back, we'll do the news. Thank you, Robbie.
Thank you.
Robbie Savage, everybody.
What can we tell you about Charlie Sloth?